MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni is joining us. Andy, welcome, and happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, Bill, and happy to be back with you.
Andy, COVID-19, coronavirus, Major League Baseball, Red Sox, what's the update?
Well, of course, the Red Sox don't have much of an update because, obviously, the Red Sox and Major League Baseball are not playing. Opening day has just happened on March 26th. Would have been yesterday. Red Sox was supposed to be up in Toronto. Spring training, of course, has been canceled, and we're just kind of rolling through the motions at this point. But the Red Sox did say the other day that one of their minor league players has tested positive for COVID-19. The player in question tested positive back on March 23rd after returning home from Florida. Sox say he was last at JetBlue Park on March 15th. Team believes he got the virus after leaving spring training.
All right, so the Red Sox investigation by Major League Baseball, I was hearing that this is on delay now because of the coronavirus interruptions, if you will?
Yep, the delay is posing a problem with the coronavirus, but the report has been finished. Commissioner Rob Manfred says that the league has finished their investigation into the sign-stealing scandal, but Manfred says there's a delay in producing the written report because of the coronavirus issues. But he did say the report will be announced before the season resumes. Of course, who knows when that will be. We'll see.
Yeah, I wish when I was in college, I wish I had those kind of extra time for my term papers, right?
Yeah, that would have helped quite a bit, I'm sure. And on a side note, a Red Sox team lawyer has said that the team is already aware and disagrees with MLB's findings. So obviously there will be some kind of punishment involved with that kind of a statement, and just a question of how severe it will be when that information does come forward.
Gotcha. Wow, that's interesting. So obviously some of it's been sent to the Red Sox or provided to the Red Sox organization, as you might expect, I guess.
Absolutely.
Any other notes on Red Sox players or minor league players?
Yeah, they've actually been making some transactions over the last few days. Not that anyone's really paying that close of attention, but the Sox have optioned pitcher Colton Brewer, Chris Mazza, Matt Hall, and Jeffrey Springs to minor league rosters. The Sox have acquired catcher Johnny Pareda from the Chicago Cubs to complete a trade that sent pitcher Travis Lakins to Chicago. And yesterday, the Sox added infielder Yarío Muñoz as a non-roster invitee. Muñoz spent the last two seasons with the St. Louis Cardinals. In 196 games, Muñoz has hit .273 and has 10 career home runs.
So, Andy, when we have a beautiful spring afternoon like we do on this Friday, and there's no baseball, what are you going to be watching?
Well, you can watch some old games, Bill. There's plenty of them out there for you to watch. You know, the MLB Network has been showing games every day, and now NESN is going to be showing every winning Sox playoff game from the years 2004 and 2013. So you can check your local listings on what times those will air on NESN. But in fact, this morning I did watch Game 2 of the American League Championship Series against the Tigers back in 2013 when David Ortiz hit that big grand slam to tie the game up in the eighth inning when Torrey Hunter of the Tigers flipped over the bullpen wall to try to make that catch and that big comeback win for the Red Sox that night. So there is some games out there to watch. You've got to find them. You can always go to YouTube. You can find plenty of old games there as well. So the diehard baseball fan can keep themselves entertained.
Do you have any other YouTube or video tips for us here for those folks fighting the baseball void, if you will?
Well, I mean, there's plenty to watch out there. I mean, you can just type in a team's name or a year, like Red Sox 1980, and you'll see a listing of what's available for Red Sox information from that year. Also, some other good things to watch, which I've checked out, has been old episodes of This Week in Baseball with Mel Allen from back in the day. Those are also good to watch as well. So there's plenty of documentaries on YouTube involving baseball, old games, all kinds of stuff you could actually watch, which probably usually wouldn't have time to, but I guess now you do. So yeah, you can do some searches out there, and you'll definitely find something entertaining.
Yeah, the old This Week in Baseball, back when it started, that was destination TV. You wouldn't want to miss that every week.
It's absolutely. Yeah. And what I noticed from watching the old episodes, especially from the years like 1980 through 85, checking out some of those episodes, which I remember this growing up, because that's kind of in my wheelhouse, is that Red Sox really weren't involved in many of those episodes. The only time you see the Red Sox in any of those clips was teams beating up on the Red Sox, or Red Sox making errors and things like that. So, you know, but the earlier episodes from like 76 through 78, obviously the Red Sox are a little more featured as a primary team to keep an eye out for. But, you know, it is interesting how it progresses over the years.
All right, any other Red Sox or any other baseball news, rather, to share with us, Andy?
Well, Major League Baseball and the Players Association have agreed to a deal on how to handle the work stoppage. The deal ensures full service time for players should the 2020 season be canceled. That means like players like former outfielder of the Red Sox, Mookie Betts, will still be a free agent at the end of the season. So wouldn't that be something, Bill, if the season gets canceled, Mookie Betts never plays a game for the L.A. Dodgers, and he packs his bags and goes somewhere else as a free agent for 2021. Could he come back to Fenway? I doubt it, but it's a possibility.
And meanwhile, the Dodgers paying him for this year, right?
They certainly are, no doubt about it. So that's kind of a – even if the season starts late, obviously, at this point, they're certainly not getting a full season for what they're paying to get Mookie Betts for that year. But, you know, it's something interesting to keep an eye out for.
So the Red Sox dumping payroll is like insider trading. They knew this was going to happen, Andy.
It was all part of the big plan, absolutely. No doubt about it.
All right, Andy, always good talking with you. Enjoy Friday here. Looks like a beautiful day. And enjoy the weekend.
Yep, and stay safe, Bill.
You got it. As we socially distance ourselves, that's baseball insider Andy Carboni. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conant Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com.